David, a disappointing day here at Seaview.
Very much so, Andy. Conditions were difficult today, swirly wind, and to be honest with you, I don't think we reached the levels that, you know, we call on the day. Newton looked hungrier, and they looked streetways, they looked bigger and stronger. They have a very, very young team who got a tremendous future ahead of them. So hopefully they learn from what happened here today. There's different ways to win football matches, and I reckon Newton must have took 20 long throws today, you know, and that's like completely alien to the sort of football that we normally play. But, you know, on the day, Newton were the better team and they thoroughly deserved it.
It was an entertaining end-to-end open game, first half especially, second half with the wind behind them, they made full use of that.
Yeah, we found it very hard to get out the second half, but yeah, the first half, I believe there was just wee bits of show that we were about, our passing and moving the ball, but a couple of wee half chances, and maybe the final ball just got away a couple of times. But, you know, that's football, and you know, they scored a goal. We actually talked about what led up to the goal at half time, and unfortunately, you know, they get down our right side. We could have done a bit better defensively, but you know, it's just a disappointing way to lose a final.
An emotional day for you yourself?
Very emotional day for me myself. You know, Christmas is a hard time for me personally, you know, but particularly today, you know, this is going to be my final game at Linfield. It makes it really hard. I would love to have went out on a winning note, but it wasn't to be today. But I'd like to take the chance to thank everybody at Linfield, the manager David Healy and Ross Oliver, who gave me my opportunity in the first place. I never in my life would have came back to manage a reserve team again, only it was Linfield, and Linfield's a massive draw for me. I love the football club, you know, I love going to watch them with you, and with a heavy heart I've just got to you know, say that today's going to be my last game, and I've got to move on with my life.
Difficult decision to step down from the post you've had for several years.
I think this year has been particularly difficult. I wanted to go out on my own terms. I'm a sort of target-driven person, and whenever I was playing football myself, I knew exactly when I was going to draw the line and stop playing, and I feel the same about my time here at Linfield. It's been a hard year. I sort of do believe that in the group of players we've got that are playing in an under-20 league, we're just a wee bit too young. And I know that the age of them, 16 and 17-year-old, that is sort of the window. That's the window where they will get a chance to go and play in England. But we play against teams who take advantage of our lack of physique. And thank you, our lack of physique. And they're no way better footballers than us, but they're bigger and stronger. And sometimes it's a wee bit hard to take. You feel like you're fighting all the time and protecting the players. And, you know, I find myself getting agitated and getting involved in things that I wouldn't normally in the past. So, was it a difficult decision? I don't think it's a difficult decision to leave Linfield, but I think the way things have happened this year, with the first team being full time and me having a job, in the end it wasn't really a difficult decision for me personally. But I'll truly, truly will miss the club. I'll miss the players who are the most important thing to me, but just also my loyal band of helpers and coaches and supporters. Ian Crothers, thank you very much. Ian Crothers, Stuart Boyd, Mark Alexander, and Andy Bell, and of course my own son Glenn. Unfortunately, you know, they're going as well, and for whatever reason that's been decided, they're going as well, and you know, I'll really miss their company. And you know, to be on the sideline in these big matches at Linfield with your own son, it's very special, and I will really, really miss that.
Lots of highs during your time, winning this cup 2 years ago with Dale Taylor, Charlie Allen, Trey Hume, you know, lots of highs and bringing a lot of players through.
Yeah, you know, that's the job. You know, originally whenever you take a reserve team job, you sort of You know, you think your job is to get players in the first team, but that I don't think that's the case anymore. Football has changed an awful lot, and now I think your job is to get players to another level, and I think we do that very well at Linfield. You know, I think it's hard for the players. You know, the manager will say to the players, you know, don't worry about results, you know, care about your performance and, you know, your own development. And I think we do that very well.
Enjoy your retirement, David, if it is a retirement, unless you pop up somewhere else.
Well, I've already had a few offers. You know, a couple of Premier League teams, and I think it'll be very, very difficult for me to go and coach and be in a sideline somewhere else. And I can't see it happening, to be honest with you.
Well, hard luck today, David. And thanks for all your efforts. Thanks for all the bringing young players through. And it goes without saying, on behalf of everyone at Linfield, all the very, very best to you and your family for the future.
Can I just say as well, a special message for Ross Larkin. Ross Larkin has played for the Swifts, played in the winning team the last final, and he's played the whole way through this competition. And I just like to say on behalf of himself and all the staff that we'll wish Ross all the best, and hopefully see it back at Windsor Park soon. Thank you.
All the best for the future, David.
Thank you. Cheers, Robert.